This is program number LW2614. Well, it all started out one hot summer day in Philadelphia. The year? 1776. 56 men met together and signed a new document. That parchment was to stand forever as a partnership between the living, the dead, and yet the unborn. We call it the Declaration of Independence. Hi, this is Larry West. You might recall the last paragraph in the Declaration of Independence. It says, "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor." These men knew there was a price tag on freedom. Let me tell you about these 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence. These men were quite well off, well educated. 24 of them were lawyers and jurists. 11 were merchants. 9 were farmers and owners of large plantations. But as well off as they were, they signed that pledge, and they did indeed pay the price. They paid it with their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. 5 of them were captured by the British and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes looted or destroyed by the enemy. 9 of the 56 died in the war from its hardships and bullets. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor. Carter Braxton of Virginia, a wealthy planter and trader, saw his ships swept from the sea in battle. To pay his debts, he sold his home and all his property. He died in rags. Thomas McKean of Delaware was so harassed by the enemy that he was forced to move his family 5 times in 5 months. He served in Congress without pay. His family lived in poverty and hiding. Thomas Nelson, Jr., raised $2 million on his own signature to help provide our allies, the French fleet, with what they needed. After the war, he wiped out his entire estate, paying back the loans. He was never reimbursed by his government. He died bankrupt, and he was buried in an unmarked grave. These men pledged their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor. John Hart was driven from his dying wife's bedside. For more than a year, he lived in forests and caves and returned home after the war to find his wife dead, his children gone, and his property worthless. He died a few weeks later of exhaustion and a broken heart. He gave his life, his fortune, his sacred honor. John Hancock, one of the wealthiest men in New England, stood outside Boston one terrible night during the war and said, "Burn Boston. Though it makes John Hancock a beggar, burn it." He too gave his life, his fortune, his sacred honor. I don't know what impression you've had of the men who met that hot summer in Philadelphia, but I think it's important that we remember this about them. They were not poor men or wild-eyed pirates. They were basically rich men who enjoyed ease and luxury. They were not hungry men. They were wealthy and prosperous. But they considered freedom more important than security. So much so, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor. And they fulfilled the pledge. They paid the price. And American freedom was born. I find it interesting that he, too, pledged his life, his fortune, his sacred honor. The one being in very nature God, who did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing, Jesus, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. He pledged his life, his fortune, his sacred honor, and fulfilled his pledge. He paid the price, and the hallmark of true freedom was born. Thank God for America, but more than that, thank God for Jesus Christ. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's absolutely free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.